some young ones there that had been just there for just a few hours probably, but the ones that had been there for at least 2 weeks, because we could see that the bodies had decomposed and they'd also been scavenged on by foxes and other scavengers. And so that was on Friday. We had the 15 there. Now the ESB came out quite promptly to give them full credit, and they came out and they looked at the wires and they saw that some of the wires had been flackened through the impacts of these birds, because they're heavy birds. They weigh about 15 kilograms, so significant impact there. And so they tightened the wires and retensioned them. They also put up additional what they call game guards, these deflectors that are supposed to make them more visible to the birds. There were some present, that some had been knocked down by the birds at the impact. The ESB put up some more, but since that, another two swans have still crashed into the wires, including on Saturday. So it seems that despite the best efforts of the ESB, the birds still aren't able to see the wires. It could be something to do with the low sun in the sky at this time of year, the fact that they're just feeding the adjoining field and taking off and just aren't quite able to clear the wires without clipping them. So one of the things that now is being looked at, the ESB have talked about the possibility, and it's just at the early stage of discussion at this stage, about putting insulators on the wires so there's no live electricity when the birds
come. So there might be a strike and you know, it wouldn't have such a devastating impact. In other words, cost the bird its life.
Birds still crashing into the wires, insulated or not, you know, it's still a bad thing. I mean, I'm sure some birds, there would still be some casualties, but at least they wouldn't be electrocuted. They have a better survival chance.